really, really like trying to like humiliate us.
So, okay. So obviously it sounds like there was, I guess we should move past the street because there's a lot there, period, though. We could use the whole show just talking about what happened to you on the street there. But okay, so they arrest you, and how many people were you with?
One guy. I was three of us. Two of us went to jail.
Okay, why did the third person not go to jail?
Because he was standing on the corner. As opposed to them rolling up, catching all of us.
So wait, how far away was he from you? Like, how far were you from the corner then?
A couple of steps. We were like a couple of steps from the corner.
So what did he have, like his back turned to you? So when she jumped out, so it didn't look like he was with you? And then he just kept walking or something like that? What?
No, they called his parole officer, and his parole officer came there, took him home, and searched his house. And they didn't find anything at the house, so they had no probable cause to take him to jail.
But I guess because he's on parole, his rights are severely limited as far as his parole officer coming into his house and searching his belongings, even though there was really no indication of him doing anything wrong, right?
Right.
Okay. So now, you're in handcuffs. So they've searched you, put their hands inside of your clothing, inside of your bra. You said, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Which we said that's actually illegal. They can pat you down for weapons, but they cannot put their hands inside of your clothing, or just search your vehicle. Without reasonable suspicion, like if you have something in plain sight, a gun not being one of them, if it is your licensed gun to have, you can have it in your car in plain sight, but they cannot just search your car. The police cannot just search your car or go in your pockets or your clothing without having reasonable suspicion, probable cause, warrant, to do so. Okay, so they've done so. They find... Okay, that's right. Actually, we still do need to spend a little bit of time on the street. So they go in your clothes and they... How is it that they come up with the weed and the distribution charge?
That's what I want to know. How could they give me a possession with an attempt to distribute when I'm claiming this is my own personal marijuana and I have full cigars with it?
Okay, so how much weed did they find in your bra?
A dime bag. Two nickel bags.
Just two nickel bags. And they charge you with attempt to distribute?
Yeah, possession with an attempt to distribute.
And you said that you had cigars on you, so you were intending to smoke with these cigars.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I wasn't offered...
No, please.
I wasn't offered the diversion program or anything like that. There was a lot of females that were coming in there for like one and two bags of marijuana that was offered the program. But I guess by the cops giving me three charges, that's why I wasn't offered the program. Okay. But that's what they do to make it hard for you. Possession, transaction of drugs, I have that charge, and a marijuana charge. I had like three charges. Possession of marijuana, possession with an attempt to distribute, and transaction of drugs.
Did the cops at all explain what they were charging you with and why?
Yes. They said the area that I was in is known to be a drug area, so it was like I was selling drugs by me having a marijuana bagged up. It was like we all were selling drugs in that area because it's a high drug area, so they just came... pick us out of the group and just sit. We're selling drugs.
See, I wish you could see my face here in the studio because I did kind of a side eye at that. So it's a known area for selling drugs, but they had a call about you hanging out with some guns in a car. Meanwhile, you're on a corner, not even near your car, and they find weed illegally. They find two dimes bags of weed illegally in your bra and charge you with attempt What is it, attempt to distribute?
Yes.
Because.
Well, where's the other person? That, when it's attempt to distribute, that means that I sold to somebody. So who did I distribute to? You know, who did I distribute to? There was no way that they could prove this. But when you go to jail, mm-hmm. it's like your word against their word.
Right. They tend to believe the police over the people, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So from there, they took us to their little police station because they had to, like, run our names through and try to get information from us. But I wouldn't talk to them and stuff like that. So they got mad with me. And they hurry up and transported me to the lockup. I was in a cage from Thursday. I slept in a cage from Thursday to Friday.
Okay.
Friday night, I was moved to the tents.
Okay, so let's go from Thursday. What time Thursday did you get in there?
I was arrested Thursday for 12 o'clock.
Thursday for, okay, 12 p.m.
Yes.
So middle of the day, high noon, you're getting arrested on, sounds like, Dumaine and Johnson. And walk us through that booking process. Like, let's really take a slow stroll through the Thursday to Friday, and then we'll talk about what happens.
Okay. The booking process.
Uh-huh.
Okay, when you first walk in the lockup, they're going to put you on a wall and, like, search you again and see if you're, like, if you have any more drugs on you or whatever.
Okay, slow stroll us through this search. What is the search like?
You put your hands on a wall.
Okay.
You turn around, and the deputies come search you. They do the little search thing like that.
Okay, so and you take your shoes off. So patting down, or how intimate do they get with you? Do they just kind of rub down your front, or do they grope you? Do they go all in? Like, and how clothed are you?
You're fully clothed. They just like pat you down. Okay. But they tell you to take your shoes off and take the things out of your shoes and shake your shoes and stuff. Okay. Then from there you go in.
Okay. So where do you go next from there? And have you been, like, fingerprinted and photographed, or?
No.
Okay, so you've been patted down. Your shoes have been taken. You've shaken your shoes out.
Yeah, I have my shoes in my hand. I go sit in a chair. Hand.
Okay, so you go sit in a chair. I go sit in a chair. How many other people are around you? And, like, how many chairs? Is there a row of chairs? What does it look like?
It's like a row of chairs. It's like me, like four people. It's like four of us sitting there waiting for them to call your name.
Do you know any of these people, or is this just random other people? Are you still with the people that you
hate? Random is.
So they separated you. How soon did you go in the cop car together, or were you separated?
We went in a cop car together.
Okay.
And when you get in a lockup, there are other people that's being processed too.
Okay.
So you get to sit by them and stuff like that until you're processed.
Okay.
And from there, you go to the different windows. You get your photo. You go to medical, booking, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So from there, you get your phone call. Then you go to the cage.
Do they take your photo? When do they take the photo that they put in? What's that magazine?
Where the Weekly Jailer.
Who's Busted or whatever. What is that called?
Busted. Yeah, it's like the Weekly Jailer. Oh, yeah, they take your photo. Awesome. They don't even ask you, can they take your photo? Well, even if you're not getting convicted of these charges, because a lot of people get picked up and they don't be convicted of these charges.
Hey, once you're arrested, that's all, you know, news for and fodder.